This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. We've got a fun one today, and it is a little different than many of the artists we have in the studio. My guest is Jessica Fichot, who has brought in a full band. Jessica's website to learn more about her and her music and her story is jessicasongs.com. The most recent record out, it's an EP called Dear Shanghai, and she's here with a four-piece. Jessica Fichot, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Fascinating music that you create across the different records, because they do shift a little bit. There's 1940s jazz, there's gypsy jazz, there's stuff that's hard to define because you are throwing into the mix a lot of different influences. I want to go back in time to your beginnings, because you are truly a multicultural artist and the music you make reflects that. You have French-Chinese heritage. Correct?
That's right. My mom is originally from Shanghai, China, and my dad is French.
And we were talking before we went on the air that you grew up primarily in Paris.
Yeah, I actually grew up, I always say I grew up in Paris. The truth is I grew up a little bit outside of Paris.
Close enough, right?
But yeah, I was born in the United States, but I spent my childhood in Paris, or in the suburb of Paris.
But in an American-speaking school system, or... How did that work?
I was born in the United States, and I moved to France when I was 3 years old. And I went to a school with only bilingual kids. So I kept my English that way. But at home, primarily, we spoke French.
Mm. Now, your college degree was in audio engineering, right? Did you know that you wanted to be a performer, or did you have a different career goal in mind?
I think right after I graduated high school, I went to an audio engineering school, and I think it was kind of to reassure myself more than anybody else, because everybody in my family is an engineer. So the word engineer made me feel a little bit safer. But the truth is I learned a lot in the audio engineering school in terms of being, you know, modern musician and knowing about some, you know, aspects of recording, but really I knew I wanted to be a musician.
And it was really music that brought you back to the States too? Went to Berkeley?
Yes, I went to Berkeley College of Music in Boston, and it was for music that I came to back to the United States.
So that was the shift away from audio engineering and into songwriting, singing, performing?
Yeah, actually my degree at Berkeley was in songwriting, and I think I learned a lot. Songwriting is an interesting craft because, in a way, you don't really have to be a trained musician to be a good songwriter. Sometimes it's better not to be a trained musician to be a good songwriter. But I always found it really interesting, that the craft of songwriting. So that's what I studied at Berkeley.
Who have you brought in to join you today?
So today we have on guitar Antoine Salem. He's originally from Lausanne, Switzerland.
Welcome.
We have on upright bass Michael Papillo. And on saxophone and clarinet, Robbie Marshall.
And how did all of you end up together?
Oh, everybody has a different story. But but Robbie and Michael have been playing with me since 2008. I hate to admit how long it's been. and we actually played our first tour in 2008, starting in Portland and playing in Portland, Ashland, San Francisco. And we've been playing together ever since, but this is kind of, and then Antoine came in to the band in 2010, but actually it's kind of interesting because Michael has now moved to Joshua Tree. Me and Antoine live in Los Angeles. Michael now lives in Joshua Tree, and Robbie, who is originally from Northern California, met this wonderful girl when he was on tour with me in France. And now he moved to France. So we have, I was raised in France, now live in California, and Robbie was raised in California and now lives in France. This is kind of our reunion tour. It happened to be that Robbie is in California right now, or was in California playing with another band. And so this is our reunion tour.
Not just another band, Cassandra Wilson.
Yeah.
Who we know quite well here at JPR. Jessica Fichot is my guest with her band live in the JPR studios today. The newest record, which is an EP, is called Dear Shanghai. We'll talk about that in just a bit. Her website is jessicasongs.com. All right, what do you guys want to play first?
We're going to start with a song that I wrote, which is in French. It's called Dans le métro, in the subway. And it talks about my experience taking the subway in Paris when it's very, very crowded during rush hour. So this is actually a song from my second album, Le Secret. And here it is. ¶¶
danse et au péra, la foule se tâte, les gens se poussent. Pousse pour rentrer tous ensemble dans le dernier wagon du train qui mélange en secouant les SDF, les belles femmes, les jeunes couples. Couplés, leurs enfants qui braillent au-dessus du grincement des rails. Oui, Paris est si jolie, vu d'en dessous du sol. Les étrangers sont si polis, sans gestes et sans paroles. Entre la poussière et les mégots, on se rapproche sans vouloir dans le métro. J'ai été secouée dans la mêlée comme si plongée dans de l'eau vive. Vivement que le train s'arrête et que je puisse enfin descendre, pendant qu'un étranger sans se gêner soudain se sort une cigarette. Aide d'embêter les gens, dit une maman à son enfant. Oui, Paris est si jolie, vu d'en dessous du sol. Les étrangers sont si polis, sans gestes et sans paroles. Entre la poussière et les mégots, on se rapproche sans vouloir dans le métro.
That is Jessica Fichot and her band, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. To learn more about Jessica and her music, visit jessicasongs.com. Cool tune.
Thank you. Really cool tune.
So it wasn't, if I understand right, it wasn't really until you came back to the States and were enrolled at Berklee that you started to discover or immerse yourself in that gypsy jazz French style of music, right? It wasn't really your thing when you were in France?
No, actually, when I was in France, I did not want to sing in French. I only wanted to sing in English. At the time, it was considered pretty lame to be singing in French. It was like, oh, that's my parents' music. So it's actually not even at Berklee in Boston that I started to rediscover this music. It was a little bit later after I moved to Los Angeles. I mean, I had heard this music as a child. I just hadn't really connected with it as much as after I moved to Los Angeles. And I think part of it, when I was growing up, like, French was the language that I would write essays in, you know. It was not the language that I wanted to compose music in.
So what do you target? I mean, there's the whole style of the Django Reinhardt hardcore gypsy jazz guitar. The Rosenbergs have carried on that tradition. Mm-hmm. Amazing guitarists. There's the Edith Piaf, more popular appeal kind of stuff. Where do you look, or where did you start to look to discover the gems that informed the kind of music that you now make?
For me, I did not really hear about Django Reinhardt until I started writing this style of music.
Really?
I think that the music that influenced me at first, at the beginning, was really the new French chanson and the the people who were influenced by that style of music. And then I started to look back, if that makes sense. So like I probably the one artist that I felt influenced me the most, even though she doesn't do French chanson as much, is Lhasa Desila.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because I was really kind of inspired.
She passed away a few years ago, right?
Yes, yeah. She did. But I was inspired by the fact that she sings in you know, Spanish, French, English, and she has a variety of influences. So I started to discover, you know, those new musicians who were doing kind of an old style, but with a little bit of modern things in the production. And then I started to re-listen to people like Edith Piaf and the Django Reinhardt. It's more people told me, oh, you know, you must listen to Django Reinhardt. Your guitarist plays a little bit of that style. I was like, oh, I think that name sounds vaguely familiar, but then I looked him up. I really didn't intend to be writing this, gypsy jazz style music.
Well, I can tell from the vigorous head nodding that Antoine has listened to a fair bit of Django Reinhardt over the years. Okay, so English, French, Spanish, all languages that you sing in, and
yes.
As of the recent EP, Mandarin.
Yes.
You've kind of gone on in an unusual direction, though, as I have started to read about you and about the music, there's a fascinating story there about how all of these things come together musically. And you helped me pronounce it before we were going on the air. It's Shidai Chu?
Shidai Chu. Shidai Chu.
Tell me what this is.
So my mom is originally from Shanghai, and in the 30s and 40s in Shanghai, there was, right after the gramophone record was introduced there, there were a lot of movie stars who also were singers and who recorded a lot of songs, which kind of mix European style jazz and Chinese singing, and the style of music can be called Shidai Chu, even though people don't often use that term. But the only thing it stands for is modern songs or songs of the era. Because, of course, in that era, these songs were modern. And I found this style of music. I actually got a chance to perform in Shanghai quite often. And I discovered the music when I was there. And I really connected with it because I feel like there is a lot of influences that are similar between the French chanson that influenced the music that I listened to and this style of music, Shidai Chu. And also because my mom is originally from Shanghai and I wanted to learn Mandarin. And I think it's interesting how, I was interested to kind of introduce that style of music here to the United States because I don't think a lot of people have heard of it. And despite the fact it's sung in Mandarin, I feel like it's not inaccessible. It's actually, I think it's pretty accessible, and that's what I like about it. It feels foreign, of course, because it's in Chinese, but it doesn't feel that foreign that you just want to turn it off.
Yeah, it's oddly compelling because you hear so many familiar things, and yet you hear, at least to Western ears, unfamiliar things layered on top at the same time, and yet it still works.
Absolutely, and that's what was appealing to me about this music. And for me, I am listening in more like with Western ears because I didn't grow up listening to this music. It's music that I discovered later. So I'm studying Chinese now. I'm getting better, but I'm far from fluent. Thankfully, it's a lot easier to sing in Mandarin than it is to speak it because you don't have to pronounce the tones. There are five tones in Mandarin. When you sing, you don't have to worry about them.
Jessica Fischot is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new EP is called Dear Shanghai. JessicaSongs.com is the web address. All right, what do you guys want to do next?
Well, we're actually going to do a song from a Shidai Chu song. This is actually from 1950-something, 1954, let's say. The name of the song is Mei Hua, which means plum blossom, and this is a song in Mandarin with a kind of bolero groove. And this song and this style of music was actually used very often for ballroom dancing. So, yeah, this is it, Mei Hua.
Bing
Jessica Fichot and her band live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Dear Shanghai, information at jessicasongs.com. It's fascinating stuff. And I can honestly say, you know, as long as I've been listening to music, I have not heard that combination of styles before. So thank you for exploring that and sharing it with people. It's really, really interesting to listen to. Another facet to what you do musically, two of them that I want to touch on. One is a collection of children's songs that you have written over the years, and you seem to go back to them and write some more. And what is the purpose of doing this?
Well, the children's songs that I write are really written because I'm commissioned to do that. I write them as part to be part of ESL programs. So there's songs that accompany books to teach children English from grades 1 to 6. And these books are published mostly actually Latin America, South America, and Asia. It's interesting because there's two methods, there's two kinds of audio you can have when you're learning English, either the British accent or the American accent. In Latin America, South America, people will learn English with an American accent. I've written, think probably over 200 songs at this point for that are used for those ESL programs.
Now, are these like the wheels on the bus go round and round kind of songs, or
sometimes? I mean, usually, you know, it's original music. Sometimes it's a little bit that style. But often, I try to have stuff that's a little bit more hip. Of course, with me, it's not going to be super, super hip, but kind of hip. You know, like I love to write like reggae songs and like some kind of cute hip hop songs. So I kind of enjoy writing. After writing hundreds of these songs, you kind of have to vary the style. So there's only so many wheels on the bus I can write.
Well, in addition to writing songs for children, you have also composed music for grown-up children who play video games.
Yes. This is a kind of a new venture for me, but I do play some video games, and I think that this is a new adventure. So I just, as of last year, started to do that, and not just writing interactive music, which is, I think, really fascinating, but also doing sound effects and audio integration in games.
So going back to that original degree in audio engineering.
A little bit. It's a little bit more computer based than what I study. I mean, when I studied audio engineering, it was a long time ago, and I think that the technologies have evolved quite a lot. But I think everybody, who is a working modern musician and maybe not extremely famous, will have to learn a little bit, about recording and definitely, doing some computer stuff with music. And I don't mean writing electronic music. I mean using computers as a tool to compose. So I've been doing this for a while, and getting starting in video game audio has made me it's interesting to try something new, and I think it's making me better at just producing music overall, not just specifically music for video games.
There was one other thing that I see coming up on your future calendar that I was individually excited about. You are going to be opening how many showings of this? The movie Triplets of Belleville, which is this amazing animated film that came out about a decade or so ago, featuring original music that sounds somewhat similar to the French-sounding stuff that you produce, that Benoit Charest wrote for the film. And they take the movie out, they show the movie on a big screen, the orchestra performs the soundtrack live to the movie with all the sound. It's amazing. I got a chance to see this a while back. And you're going to be opening that show.
I will be in Brooklyn this summer, actually on Bastille Day, 14th of July. I will be opening for that show, and I am pretty nervous because I love that movie, and I know that they have it's gonna be great. And honestly, I don't play in New York very often. I live in Los Angeles. New York is pretty far, so this is probably the best gig a relatively unknown French singer living in Los Angeles can hope for in New York City.
It's a built-in audience, right? A receptive built-in audience.
And people love that festival where I'm going to play, Celebrate Brooklyn, it's free. It's the stage is going to be outdoor in Prospect Park. So it's people want to go out to see, whether they know the bands or the film. I think a lot of people just like to go to that festival because it's so hot in New York at that time that you want to be outside. And it's just a beautiful stage, beautiful, part of the park. So I'm excited about it.
Well, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Jessica Fichot is my guest. The newest record is called Dear Shanghai. Information at jessicasongs.com. You have time for one more? What do you want to play?
Yeah, we're going to play a song actually from my first album, and it's a song that I don't play necessarily very often because it's kind of slow, and sometimes I play a variety of venues, but sometimes when I play clubs, it's just too slow to play it for a kind of rowdy audience. So we're going to play that song because I like it, and I don't play it very often. So this is actually the title track of my first album. It's called Le Chemin, The Path.
Dans un chemin de forêt fait de ronces et de bûches, les oiseaux mangent les miettes que j'ai semées. Loin des villes exigeantes, bourdonnantes comme les ruches, comment ne pas cueillir les paysans poissonnés? Le vent a effacé chaque trace de mes pas, les ruisseaux emportés, les chagrins que j'ai tressés. Il me reste que l'espoir que je trouverai tes bras et que le chemin dans le sable est celui que t'as laissé. Je parcours ce chemin aveuglé par le jour, dans ce chemin de forêt sans maçon, chant des tours, mes âmes sont déposées au pied de notre amour. ta voix qui me quitte vers une seule pensée.
That is Jessica Fichot and her band. Antoine Selem on guitar, Michael Papillo on bass, Robbie Marshall on clarinet, tenor sax, Jessica Fichot on vocals and accordion. Thanks again for coming by. This has been fantastic.
Thank you.